Good morning. Revelation chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Now I saw, when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying with a voice like thunder, "Come and see." And I looked, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him. And he went out conquering and to conquer. This white horse we have seen is the gospel of our Lord and Savior, the only thing that provides the peace of sins forgiven, the assurance of God's loving protection, the hope of eternal life in heaven. But is this white horse present among us? While the riders of ruin, war, economic oppression, and pestilence have certainly not been absent in America, the Lord has given relative freedom from these trampling hooves of these evil steeds, so that the white horse of the gospel might charge forth to conquer here and from here around the world. The eyes of faith can see that this is a direct blessing of the Lord. He provided the colonization of America so that religious pilgrims could find freedom to worship according to their convictions. He provided founding leaders seeking a balanced approach between the legalism of a state religion and the lawlessness of a religionless state, and the predominance of that white horse here did for some time and some extent hold those riders of ruin at bay. But we see that, for example, in the time of the judges, the rebellious kings of Israel, or even the seven churches of Asia, that when idolatry and impenitent living continue, those riders of ruin eventually come. And sadly, idolatry and impenitent living seem to dominate our nation more and more. The common American religious creed is all gods are the same. Every spirituality will save you if you're sincere. But this idea that God would sacrifice His Son for our sins, that's cosmic child abuse. And so it would seem that the trampling hooves of those evil steeds will soon descend here. But Jesus did promise deliverance from those trampling hooves to the congregation at Philadelphia. Revelation chapter 3, "Because you have treasured my word and persevered, I will also keep you from the hour of trial that is coming upon the whole world to test those that dwell upon the earth." Emmanuel Lutheran College was formed when our forefathers recognized that the remnant of orthodoxy, the group treasuring all the truth of God's Word, had become overtly infected with a poison of reliance on man's reason, man's synod, man's numbers. It would have been so easy to go along with the group, or to give up in despair and self-pity. but they followed Christ's word. And they chose Emmanuel as a name indicating that trust in the promise and the prophecy included in our text, that where Jesus' word is treasured, he will be riding with the white horse of his gospel to provide the victory. Yes, he comes to give you the peace that the world cannot give. The peace that passes understanding. The peace of sins forgiven and souls redeemed. Jesus brings you that blessing and salvation with the shedding of his own precious blood for you. And so Jesus established this school for the purpose of riding along with him, relying on that white horse of the gospel, sharing that gospel message with each of you and with each person that each of us touches. There is a very touching story in 2 Kings 6 when Elisha, with an ill-equipped, untrained group of the sons of the prophets, went down to build a little seminary by the banks of the Jordan River. The world reporters didn't even take notice. It was small and insignificant compared to the great palaces in Jerusalem and the excitement at Baal's house and the cruel pursuit of world domination by Assyria. And yet the Lord certainly took notice. And what a picture it is of our school's beginning. A handful of people with no clout, no building, no ability to even get a congregational loan. But God was present, and he so moved hearts that the doors of an old country school out on the prairie opened once again as Emmanuel. At the Jordan, things were indeed on such a small scale that the loss of one axe head was devastating because it had been necessary to borrow it. But that gospel project was so important to the Lord God of heaven and earth that he interrupted the laws of nature to make that iron axe head float. Indeed, here at Emmanuel, how often has it seemed that we just could not float? And yet, a gospel treasuring school is so important to the Lord God of heaven and earth that he has again interrupted the laws of nature to make iron like us float. Riding with the white horse of his gospel, he has and he continues to provide the commitment, the offerings, the strength, not to just float, but to ride on with him, relying on that white horse of the gospel, the forgiveness of our sins, charging forth to conquer. We ourselves are nothing but a weak remnant, separated from an infected remnant, cut out of a diseased remnant. But Jesus promises that where his word is treasured, he is present, our Emmanuel, riding on his white horse to gain the victory. So, Lord Jesus, grant that we may ever so treasure your gospel and all its word that we never lose it. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 54, 5-4, stanzas 1 and 2.